Shimon. We started last week on Thursday or Wednesday, whenever it was, I think Thursday, we started the sugya about the Lachmi Toda, why the Ipsulis. So we started it, we went through the Gemara, went through Rashi, and now we left off with a point, and now it's time for us to start it again. So Ipsulis, let's give it a non-start. By the two dots on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, about 10 lines down. Yes, we said you have two lachmi toida, two loaves of the toida offering, were left on the roof of the itzlava, and the ribstulis. So the Gemara wants to know why the ribstulis, and why ribstulis. So every stage of the game, we have to always, even if we introduce a new pshat, we have to work out why he didn't learn with the first pshat. So we have to go over it again. Am I Pesulis? Why is it possible? Omar Chanine. What do you mean by why is it possible?
Why do they use possible?
Why do they use possible ones?
It's an icon.
Well, what do you want to use? Non-possible ones? Of course you can't use them. Should we close the door? Sorry. Of course you should use possible ones. Why do you want to use good ones? Why should we make good ones possible? Well, we're leaving then until the time for burning the chametz, so they'll get burnt. So what was the Gemara's kasha on my service? Why are they possible? So Yossi is asking, we're asking, why are we using possible ones? Why not use kosher ones? That's very schwer. Because if you use kosher ones, and you leave them there until the time of Biur Chametz, you're going to be burning kosher ones. So that's not so gishmak. You could learn a bit like Yossi and say, why don't we use matzah ones? Why are we using chametz? Use matzah ones. But like Rashi said, the whole point of using the chametz was to show, wasn't stamas tefillin, it was to show that the time of chametz is coming to an end. So, of course, we were using chametz ones. So, what was the Gemara's question on my psalms? So, the answer is, the question of the Gemara on my psalms is, why so sure they're always psalms? It's mashma in the mission, they're always psalms. Why are they always psalms? Why should they always be psalms? On my psalms, why is the Mishnah say that we use two psalms? I mean, there's always psalms there. Why should they always be psalms? Yeah? That's the question. Since there were so many of them, and it was impossible to eat them all by the night, by the end of the morning, by the end of the night, so there were always psalis. There were always some left over. Psalis belino. There were always some left over belino. Why were there always so many? And therefore, always got some left over. Titania, says in the Braisa, A Mavin Toido Bechagamatzos. You don't bring the Korban Toido on Pesach time. Ne Chometz Shabbat, because there is Chometz inside it. In the 40 loaves, 10 of them were Chometz. So we can't bring it on Pesach. Why can't we bring it on Pesach? Rabbi Yaakov, welcome back from England. Let's see if you're on the ball. Why can't you bring the Toida on Pesach? So what if there's chametz loaves? You can't have chametz on Pesach. Very good. Good to see you still remember something, Yiddishkeit. Yes, you can't have chametz on Pesach. So Mele is saying that you can't bring the Korban Pesach, Korban Toida on Pesach. Feed the Gemara. Cheater. Of course. Don't need you to tell me that. We're talking about that it was an Erev Pesach. That's what you meant to say. You can't even bring the Korban Toida on Erev Pesach. Why? Why not? On Erev Pesach, what's wrong? You can eat chametz on Erev Pesach.
Because
you can use the Korban Toida normally
for a day and a half. And this one you don't,
and
you're doing for half day. That means you can't
bring it for a day. Fantastic. Says the Gemara, Mishum, Tein, Mevin. So that's why. You can't bring the culture of the Yisab Sol, and therefore, When did they use to shecht it? When did they shecht it? If you're camping on Erev Pesach, and you're camping on Pesach, so when would they shecht it?
On the 13th.
V'kulei Amir v'shloisha osa ma'aseru. The whole world bring you on the 13th. And what did the whole world mean? We had Rashi. The whole world didn't mean the whole world, but what did it mean? It's not the whole world scribe to bring a Korban Torah. The whole world means call me Shaholov. Whoever had on him an obligation to bring a Toidah, he would bring on the 13th. So it doesn't mean a whole world. It means a very fair amount of people bringing this Korban Torah on the 13th. And therefore, there weren't enough people to eat it. Everyone would bring on the 13th. We touch the Hain Merubois, if Sala is for Lina. Since there's so many of them, they became apostle with Lina. So let's go back to the question. Am I Psulis? Why are they apostle? What was the most question? Why are they apostle? Right, they left over overnight. What was the question? Why they left over? The question was, how are you so sure they'll always be left over? Right. The answer is because there was too many people eating, and therefore they would be eaten.
Not
enough people eat. Right. So that's the first shot. Say, okay, it's good. Right. I'll see. Is it shaykh not to have lachmei toida the apostle? Is it possible to have lachmei toida ksheiros on Erev Pesach? Is it possible to have kosher lachmei toida on Erev Pesach?
The morning of the 14th, before the manuscript and the comments, if it was brought from if it's left over night, it would be impossible.
No, it's not possible, right? So we say it's psulois, of course it's psulois. It's possible it's psulois. Because it's always every lachmei toida on Erev Pesach is going to be psulis. So the question is not why the apostle, it's possible the apostle. The question is, why are you so sure they'll be apostle? Why is he so sure they'll be apostle? Who said that any would be left over? Answer is, since there's so many that you bring on 13th, there are not enough people to eat it, and there will be always left over. And they will therefore use them as the siman to burn it on when you have to burn the chametz. Fantastic. Yeah, good, right? So says Rashi. We have a bunch of Rashis. Yossi, we're volunteering you to read some today. It's so shame, Rubos. It's 5 lines down in the narrow lines. Yes.
There were many Chachamim Todah, many of the brothers of the Korban Torah, Mishpashat, Chachamim, Chachamim, 13th of Nisan, Shikor, Mishayesh, Shorahavi Todah, anyone had an obligation to bring the Korban Torah, but they give the festival, maybe not Mishpashat, Chachamim, bring it on the 13th.
Yeah, very good. Keep going.
Shalom Belina, it will become possible by staying overnight.
This part is not part of it. This part of Rashi is a new part. Nothing to do with Rashi.
They were 40 breads. The Yudmi and Chamet, and 10 of them were Chamet. The Pasuk says, and Chalot.
Yeah, fair. So then it says Rashi, there are always 10 loaves that are going to be left over. Right, Bekulei Alma, I'll take over. Bekulei Alma, thank you so much, Rashi. Bekulei Alma, maybe you give them my and everyone would bring on the 13th. So we said, it doesn't mean everyone, says Rashi. Call you sure we're doing Rashi. You've given on the base. Sorry, I missed out. I apologize. Aim of being. Right, it's So it's about 59 down in an hour round. First word line, A.
Okay.
A, maybe in con you too far down. Higher. Yeah. A, maybe in con you basic still. Right.
That's another
thing. Right. Aim may be in Korban, in Korban. You can't bring a Korban, but you're on a day she smite the man achilosoi. They will limit the time of that's permitted to eat. Shekavali Torah. The Torah gave him time to eat. And if you do that, it'll come to Noisa. The Torah. The Korban Torah. Nechelet the Yoyim Velayla. Is you allowed to eat it for the entire day of the Shechita and the night afterwards. Then if they would bring on the 14th, Einon Necholis, you won't be able to eat it. Einon Necholis Shechomets, the Chomets ones won't be able to be eaten. Elo Ad Sheishais, until the end of the 6th hour, that's how we explained on Prom Thursday. Until the end of the 6th hour, it means you are limiting the time. Because after 6th hour, you can't eat it.
Why would it be no search? If you want to put the intent to eat it, I think I can eat, I've got enough people to eat it, then it would be no search. Even if you do it, no search, it doesn't have to be intent.
Yeah, but there's the Gzeir, which the Chazal say, that you're not allowed to bring Korban and Dave Sol. It means even if you've got full intention to eat it in time, since it could possibly be, you never know what might happen. And then it'll turn out this loaf of bread would have been able to eat longer, but it's only because you bought it today, you can't eat it longer. That's why, then that's it, so you're not allowed to bring it. So we've got our maybe to give a maisel. Yeah, it's good?
Well, I understood that. I was just with the terminology you're using is it's saying no star, because no star means that the person bringing the korban is has an intent.
No, that's pigo.
Oh, pigo.
Pigo's what you're thinking of. Pigo is what
you're thinking of. You're right, that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah,
right. Pigo means that when you had it, when
no,
you started
it. Okay,
let's just explain what you're saying so that everyone should understand. Pigel is the psul in the korban. Means when you shep the korban, if you have kavana to eat it after the time that's allotted, then the korban's posel. Korban's posel right at the beginning. It's chakoris, right? It's pigel. Mashing, and we're talking about nuisa. Nuisa means that you had the intention to eat it on time, but you ran out of time. And then the meat becomes posel, and you have to. The korban's kosher, the meat is false, and you have to burn the meat. The kule alnum yud gimel maisiru kol misha olav toido. Whoever is obligated to bring a korban toido, mevir yud gimel brings it on the 13th. Lefi shelo yikiven al mocha, since you cannot bring it the next day, because you're in Pesach. And certainly you can't bring on Pesach, and therefore you're left with a whole backlog of korbanos that are going to be brought on the 13th. And since there's so many and not enough eaters, nifstelois belino, they will become posel belino. Sheinem oichlin kolkach, there aren't enough oichlin. Or mishum zepsulois voindois, and since they are posel voindois, posel voindois means they are in the status of being posel. Or in itonin shom, since it's anyway posel, what are you going to do with this? But Michael, what do we do with this lachmi toida that were left overnight? What are we meant to do with them anyway?
Burn them.
So since they're anyway going to get burned, how you need tonim shom, they would be placed there. Deim hoyuk sheyoist. If they were kosher, loyin noistim oistom shom, they would not leave them there. Kedei the poistom, you're dying. In order to puzzle them, can't be. Shemalachi shom azman abir in his office. Shemalachisham, they'll be placed there, adzman abu, until the time of burning, and then they'd get burnt. So, if they were kosher, there's no way we would leave them there. So, matmi, we're talking about psulois, and they'd be there, they would left there. Okay, that's the first mahalach of the Gemara, the mahalach of Reb Chanina. The Mishnah calls them psulois, they are psulois, and why were they psulois? Because they're noisa, and we're anyway going to burn them, so we just leave them there a little bit longer, and then we burn them in the 6th hour. Sounds such a geschmack of shabbos. You don't like it. What's your issue with it? Oh, very good. Very good. So Rashi said not. Yeah? Rashi said not. Very good. Yossi is good raising an akuda. If it's nicer, so why didn't they burn it in the morning? Where did it say you have to burn nicer right in the morning?
Right.
Where does it say?
Where?
It doesn't say you have to do it right in the morning. Where does it say you have to burn Moshe right in the morning? Says, but Ishtisafenu, you have to burn it. It says you have to do it right then. Where does it say that?
Would
it
be so that people
that you're really on the ball. Very good. Very good. Now, halacha is, if you have Maisa, you should burn it straight away so that people shouldn't be nisha. If you leave it lying around, you know what happens. And the same thing is the Gabi Truma nowadays. Yeah, challah, people take challah, and what they do, they want to leave it for burning it on Erev Pesach, whenever it is. And there's so many stories of this challah getting mixed back into the dough, falling into chant or different things. So Chazon Ish says, just get rid of it as soon as you can. Shalei tovei de tekala. Yeah? Put it in a bag, chuck it out, whatever you want to do, just get rid of it. Don't leave it lying around. The same thing. So it says Yeshua and says Yossi together. There's a flaw in this first chat. According to the first chat, we're saying it's noisa. But don't worry, we're going to wait. We're going to wait till later. So there's a flaw. It's a slight, not geschmack part of this chat. Right? On the one hand, it seems to fit in very well. It's psulois, fits in. We understand why they're psulois, because there's so many of them. And the only chsaron is why are you not burning it straight away? Okay, so now let's move on to the next chat. Mishum Rabbanai Omar. Rabbanai came along and said, Mishum Rabbanai Omar, Kisheyoi Soyu, Bemet their kosher. Bemet their kosher. So why were they called psulois? Shleinishchat aleim hazevach. They hadn't shechted the zevach. It came the 14th, and they hadn't shechted the zevach. So therefore, we're calling it psulois. Bikaron, these chalois are still kosher. There's no psul in them. But the reason why. We're calling them psulois because as of yet they haven't shechted the korban toida to go with it. Yeah? So the question which we have to be thinking to ourselves is, what is bothering Rabbanai? Why does Rabbanai want to change what we're talking about? Chanina gave a nice chat. Chanina said psulois. We understand why they psulois psulois with lino. So why is Rabbanai coming along to say Nivshat? Like Sheirois, and the reason why he is?
Saying in addition to the psulos that can be used, even these can be used.
Who told you that's Pshat? Very good. Okay. So, very good. So Yossi's saying that Rabbanai is not being chirik. Rabbanai is not being chirik. The Metz is coming to say we could talk about psulos. But, no, Nivshat, we can also talk about Sheirois. Very good. Very, very good. Okay. Veramaiko Lipsula Shaloi Nishkat Aleim Hazevach. They didn't shech the korban, this korban yet. So now what's this question now? What's the next question of the Gemara?
What was under the impression that it was all possible to shech him with the
Why make that assumption?
Why is it making that assumption?
Mm-hmm. We're talking about Erev Pesach, yeah? We're talking about Erev Pesach. So what's the most question? V'nishchit. Shecht. We just said a few lines ago that we're talking about Eim being caught in the base of Psul. Eim being caught in the base of Psul. So what's the most question now? V'nishchit. Go and shecht. You can't shecht. If you would shecht the korban now, how long would you have to eat the lachomim, to eat the bread?
Not much time,
right?
An hour or two.
Right. So you're not allowed to shech. You're not allowed to shech the korban toida on Erev Pesach. So what's the Gemara's question, Menishchoit? So there's something called the Maram. Anyone know where we'd find the Maram? Yeah, where would they, in Rosenberg, in the prison, yeah? Where would we find him?
Well, wouldn't it be in the Rosh? Isn't the Rosh Tommy Dabur?
Rosh of the Rish, Maram was an Achim.
Maram
Rosenberg, yeah.
Well, I thought the Rosh was the Tommy Dabur.
No.
Who is it?
Who is it?
The Rosh, coming with the breath. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So where would we find the Maharam? Certainly not my face. That's true.
Back in the Gemara's.
In the back of the Gemara's. So where?
One by that one again. Not by the Gemara's?
No. There's a Masha.
Right.
Chochashleim and Maharam. All those three on one page.
It must have been the Rosh.
In Marsha.
Oh, Marsha.
Right.
Okay.
So if we look in the pages of the Marsha, right, if we look in the pages of the Marsha, and turn to that, it's just one line, I'll read out loud to you. It's
oh,
one
okay.
line now. And then Marsha, if we look at the page of Marsha.
What page of Marsha?
So in mine, it's on Daf Gimel, I don't know what you have. But it goes from to the pages of the Gemara, so Daf Yud Gimel. Look for Daf Yud Gimel.
Right.
We're looking for the Maharam. You found the Maharam?
Yes.
Fantastic. And now you look for the Maharam Yud Gimel on the base. Yeah, Yud Gimel on the base. Have you actually found it? Part of our avoid is to get us used to feel comfortable with the back of the Gemara, the back pages. You'll get the Yossi eventually. That's the answer.
Sorry.
Yud Gimel.
On the bed, yes?
Yeah, Yud Gimel on the bed. So Yud Gimel, and we're looking for the first piece on it. The Gemara, you see the Gemara?
Right.
How do we carry on?
No.
Yeah, okay. You missed out the Dibur Masal. Okay. The Gemara Parich Amilzid Rabbi Yanai Vinishri. The Gemara asked on the words of Rabbi Yanai, we should shecht. Nearly, the Hachi Purushi. Rotzeloyma. They're meant to say, "Me'ezer tam lo shochtu oisoi beyud gimel." Why didn't they shecht it on the 13th? That's the question of the Gemara. Vinishchoyt. Why didn't they shecht it on the 13th? Avol eino rotze lo yimam. It doesn't mean vinishchoyt oisa hayoyim beyudalet to shecht it today on the 14th. To aim of being caught in the base of soul. We don't bring kach in the base of soul. So we just said you can't bring kach in the base of soul. So of course you can't shecht on the 14th. But the shayla was, but why didn't they shecht it yesterday? Yeah? Right? If we can just remember the question of the Gemara was, Amayv Sulis, the question was, then why are you so sure that every year there's going to be like this? Why is it so every year there's going to be this soul? So what are we saying? Because they didn't shecht. So why didn't they shecht? Why didn't they shecht the korban yesterday? Why didn't they shecht it yesterday? That's the question we want. It's slightly different to how we normally explain v'nishchoy. Nishchoy really sounds like in the future. So go and shecht it now. It says the Maharam and the Neid V'yud and the Tzvach. It can't be. It can't be that subshat. Because the aim of being God's in the base of soul. Now on Thursday we left off. If you remember we said that if Yanai holds, so you do bring kach in base of soul. That's what Rashi holds. The Vyana himself, we'll see soon, holds that you can bring kach in base of soul. But it's still a good question of the Gemara because the Gemara doesn't know that yet. So the Gemara is asking, why didn't you shecht? Can't even go and shecht it now because maybe Vyana holds you can't shecht it now. But the question was, why didn't you shecht it yesterday? Vinish
chayt. Didn't say why didn't you? It says shecht now.
Yeah, but can't be the pshat. Cannot be the pshat. Because you can't shecht with this pshat. You can't ask me, I told you, you know why the apostle? Because he didn't shecht the korban. So what's your question to me? So why didn't you shecht it now? Because you can't shecht it now. I just told you the apostle. It makes sense why the apostle. Right? So that's the question of the Gemara. Vinishchot, yeah? What does Vinishchot mean, Shura? Why wasn't it shechted? Why wasn't it shechted? Yeah? And the Gemara, Sha'ava the Zeva. The Zeva got lost. That's why They didn't shaft it. You can't shaft it. The Zemach got lost.
They did shaft it in the
Zemach. That's after. Right? So we're saying in this right, why didn't you shaft it? There it is. Sha'ava the Zemach. The Zemach got lost.
Why say that? Why say that?
Why say what? Why say?
Why didn't you?
Mishkot
is the literal tradition
that's shafted
now.
You can't shaft it now.
Why can't we
shaft it? Because they're bringing them to the Ibsal. It's on the 14th.
And where did the Gemara discuss say that you can't bring it to the Ibsal?
Three lines earlier.
It says that you can't bring it to the same day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe being caught in the Ibsal. Right?
That was
another
right.
That's why Chanina held. Chanina held the Emir being called Jinvis Ipsal. So that's the question of the Gemara. So the question of the Gemara was, Shecht it now? How why? No, you can't. So Meile have to say means, why didn't you Shecht it? The answer was, Sha'ava the Zevach. The Zevach got lost. Faith the Gemara. When they see the other so what's the most question now? Not Mazuyuk.
Why didn't they bring another one?
They should have brought another one and slaughtered it. And for the Gemara, no, he couldn't have brought another one. The Amazul Toidav Zulachmo. Because he had said he had tied up these lechomim with the korban toidah. Like Rabba said, Ovad halechem, maybe lechem achem. If the bread gets less, you can bring in lost. You can bring new bread of the toidah. If the toidah got lost, in mevin toidah cheres, you do not bring another korban toidah. My time lechem glal toidah. The lechem is a subsidiary of the toidah. So if the lechem gets lost, you can bring a new one. But toido, ve'im toido glal lechem.
What's the rosh hashanah
glal? Glal because of biglal. Okay? Ve'im toido glal lechem. The toido is not a subsidiary of the lechem. It's not because of the lechem. You have to know what's the ikke. The ikke is the toido. If the toido gets lost, the carbon's gone. So you can't bring another toido because I said clearly that this lechem has to be with this toido. And you can't bring a new toido because then the lechem won't be with that toido. So that's
it's only in that case though. If the person didn't say that,
right,
then it would be a problem.
If he didn't say it, it would have been fine. But since he said it, then it's a problem. So we have some rashis to do. Let's see some rashis. Kesher Yisoyu. So this is the new pshat, Rabbi Yannai. Kesher Yisoyu, they're kosher. Keloima. What does Rashi mean by Keloima? When Rashi says Keloima, what does he mean to say normally? Keloima?
Something bothering.
Is normally not the normal pshat. Keloima means normally not the normal pshat. A simple pshat means ksheris, other means they are ksheris, not psulis. Rashi says keloima is coming to tell us differently to the normal pshat, meaning apinu loya elem psul gadol. Even if they didn't have, he's not chaylik on the previous pshat. Like Yossi said before, he's not chaylik on the previous pshat. But he's saying apinu loya elem psul gadol kelino. Even if they would not have had such a good big psul. Shein kvarli tzifah, they already have to burn them. Afilohochi me'achat she'ein lehem takono. But since they don't have a takono, liochel can't be eaten anymore, we still go ahead and burn and do this simmer with it. Even though they're not chayav to be burnt. And they're still kosher be'etzen. But since you can't eat it, we use them for our indicator. Even if they still need Ibu Tzura meant they still need to be left overnight. Yavin and Ruhasam, we would still place them there. How can that be? What would be a case where you have Sheiris, and they still haven't had Ibud Tzura, they still haven't become possible of Lina, and you still even there. Yechidami, how would it be? Kigoyin Shaloi Nishchat Aleim HaZevach. They hadn't shechted the carbon yet. V'yeshem Kedushas Domim, and they were already Kodesh regarding Kedushas Domim. We explained on Thursday, Kedushas Domim means there's two levels of Kedusha. There's Kedusha that was Makdish something for the Beis HaMikdash, and that has Kedushas Domim. It's Hekdish. There's something another stage of Kedushas Aguf, when you're Makdish for the Mizbeach, it's got Shem Korban. That's a higher stage. So he says, where do you go Kedushas Domim? So Kedusha. But you can't have to eat them until Yishkoit Aleim HaZevach, until they actually slaughtered Shecht at the Korban. Very Zekatah. And you did Zekah. Telach mi toido eim kedushin kedushat aguf. Lach mi toido do not have the din of a Korban elo b'shchitat HaZevach. Only by shechting the Korban, then the lachmim, the loaves, get the din of a Korban. It's a tiny bit of Menachas, like I said, in Kopen, in the steps of Menachas, Al-Khali, Slechem, Chomit, Yaakov, Korban, Al-Zevach. That's a Pasuk. Melamit. From this Pasuk they learn, Shein, Halechem, Kodosh. The Lechem doesn't have any Kedusha. Elab is Vichas HaToido. Only with shechting of the Korban Toido. So it doesn't have any Kedusha until you shech the Korban Toido. Says Rashi, come in, it doesn't have any Kedusha. My college, this college, doesn't mean it doesn't have any Kedusha, it means Kedusha Zaguf, Goma. It doesn't have Kedusha Zaguf. Why? The Mishor Shoma, the moment he said that, Hare Elu Litoidosi, Halalim Shem Hegdish, he already had a Hegdish regarding the value of it, he already had a Hegdish. But any Kedusha, he doesn't have the din of Kedusha, the Apostle Belino, to become Apostle Belino, but to enjoy him. Vinitmu, in the beginning, Tommy Niftin. One would be poison be eaten the chodim. Ad sheyishchat al-zevach aleim. Until you shecht the korban over them. Ochashem shazevach zevach mekatch on. Just like the zevach, the sheet of the korban, is what's mekatch them. Kach the zvika tadam. So too with the zvika, nitoramei lachid that become kosher to eat. Kibisah ha-tzeidah. Just like the korban itself, after the zvika tadam, you'll be able to eat the meat. So too, with the bread, after the Zvika Tadam, you'll be able to eat the bread. The Hove Tluyim Bo, since one is connected to the other, meaning the bread is connected to the Korban, Hari Kamoya, it becomes like the Korban, a Zvika Tadam. Now, read the dot before Zvika Tadam. Rashi now explains, Zvika Tadam, Matez Kolchim, the Zvika of the Dam is what's Matez Kolchim, you'll say the Dam Zvachecha Yishopich, Vahodo, Vavosot Yochel. It's probably says that you should pour out the blood of the korban are poured out, and then the pasuk says straight after that, and then you eat the meat, seeing that the two are connected one to another. So Mele says Rashi, it's a long Rashi, but says Rashi, she said we learned it twice last week, and says Rashi, you know, if Chanina said we're talking about a korban as posel, I want to tell you, we don't need to talk about korban as posel. We can even, I agree with you 100%, talk about a korban that's possible. Like, we can even talk about a korban that's not so possible. That doesn't have a psula guf. I haven't had lina yet. And even then, we'll use them as the indicator. How will that be? In which case? A case where the korban got lost. So, why are we calling it psulois? Because the meister, you can't be much of them. Is there a psul, the etim in them? No. But the meister, you can't be much of them. Right, read the Gemara. That doesn't really make so much sense. Because why should we lead them to become apostles? Menefrekino, let's be poyed to them. We see where we are on the Gemara? Menefrekino. Why don't we be poyed to them? Menefrekino lochulim. Menefrekino means to be poyed to them. Menefrekino means to take them out to chulim. You are paid to them. Why are you paid to them? So now these loaves of bread are chulim. So why should we leave these loaves of bread, which are hegdish, and burn them? You could save hegdish from being destroyed. How will you save that? If you're paid to it, so these loaves now are chulim. Now if you want to burn them, with bakasham, you're not burning kodshim. If you want to eat them, all the better. But you're not burning godshim. And the money, with the money, we'll use the money for other korbanos. So it's a much better deal, says Rashi. Vinifikinu, second white line in Rashi. Second white line. The chol zman shalai ki chedugufon. As long as they haven't had tush taguf, yeshem pidyoim. We could be paid to them. Since we do have a pidyon, we could be paid. There's a takana, there's a way to rectify it. Lama on the mafsidim kodshim. Why are we mafsid kodshim? Why should we mafsid kodshim? Go ahead, Coleman. Hegdish. If you burn it, you'll be mafsid kodshim. You could be paid to it. So why don't you be paid to it? So because of this question, we have to change the chat. If you don't know, this chat doesn't work. You can't tell me that he means to say even things which are kosher because they haven't had the korban yet. If it hasn't had the korban, be paid to it. Elohi Olam, says the Gemara Elohim. We're back to the Gemara. Elohi Olam, shenishchat aleihem azevach. You did shecht it. You did shecht the korban. Venishvach adam. And the dam got spilled.
That didn't make
the goof. As she says, Moshe is going to go for. Yeah, yeah. As she says, Kol Zman Shalikit Shalikufa, Yesh Empitin. Second one is that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for giving the second one, he says, Zetalab
Zetacham. Right.
When he says that, is it being Mikadish? That is doing
goof? All he's doing is, no, it's not a goof, because you need the Shechit of the Kovan for it. But all he's doing is he's tied the two up. Meaning these lachamim can't be used to another kohen.
Why would you do that?
You have to
do that.
I have to be doing it. That's not even kosher. It's not a kosher. Kosher is only when kosher shem kohen. Only once it's kosher shem kohen. The only way you can have a shem kohen is if you do the shkita of the kohen.
By the
kohen
toid itself.
Kohen toid itself because it's joined in his mizbeach. So the Kohen itself is very Mizbeach, so as soon as you're making it for the Mizbeach, say, oh yeah, that's your Tushtaguf. But the Machomim are not very Mizbeach. They eat them. They're not a Kohen bears. But they're tied with they're linked to the Kohen of the Kohen Teidah. So when you shech the Kohen Teidah, that's when the Machomim get their Kedusha. Like the Gemara said, that the Machomim are subsidiary of the Glal, the Toda. They're not really the Toda itself. Right? So, Mila, the only time I get in a Kedusha Guf is if you shechted it.
When it says
Mishpach
Adam, it means
it's
fell accidentally?
Yeah.
It's not the Zohar
no.
Adam.
No. It's fell accidentally. Yeah. So, what's the Gemara saying? We're talking about Nishpach Alem Azdevach, Ve Nishpach Adam. So, what's the big game? Why are we talking about this case? Ayur Chnina said, I'm talking about the Psal Lina. So why, what was bothering you with that shot? And now you want to say a new shot. That the dam is Nishbach. So before and Yossi said, he didn't mean to argue on Ayur Chnina, he came to add on Ayur Chnina. Can we still say that? Ayur Chnina was saying the Psal Lina, and he's saying it's the Psal of Nishbach Adam. Is that adding or just saying in different shots? So, it's adding, maybe you can still say it's adding. Yeah, but is he saying that your pshat was wrong and I want to say a different pshat? Or is he saying, no, I can agree with you, but I want to add. You are just saying this type of psal. I'm saying not only this type of psal, even another psal. So it is possible to say that, because if Chanina was saying there was a psal in the actual korban. What was the psal in the korban? No, Chanina. What was the psal in the korban? They had lina. Right? It was ready left overnight. I want to say, not only in that case, where it's left overnight, even if it wasn't left overnight. Even if it wasn't left overnight, there's another psal. What's the other psal? Nishbach Adam. What's the main in this psal? Why should we talk about this type of psal? Because this type of psal is not a psal in the korban. It's something out of the korban. So you could still say these are chairs. Really, this korban is, or these lachomim are really chairs. Because really, you could eat these lachomim. Just there's a problem, a side issue which isn't in the Korban. It happened to be the dung got spilled. So you could learn like that, and that's how Rashi learned. That the Rabbi Yana is going to add on Rabbi Chanina. Okay? So if he's going to add Rabbi Chanina, everything changes here. But that's how Rashi is learning. So learn Rashi. I have to stop it. So learn Rashi, Karen Rashi. Kugan Shinishvach Adam. Focus on Rashi. According to Rashi, when was this korban shechted? Okay? Very important point. When was this korban shechted? On the 14th or on the 13th? Try and focus that on Rashi. And then, you have two tosefot in to do. We have tosefot im bein toda acheres and ela la'olam. Okay, those two tosefot in. Take your time over it, submit to Shem, we'll try and make it as clear as possible.
So the Rashi is where?
Rashi is, Kegon Shenish Bechadam.